For decades, Augie Wallmeyer lobbied Virginia's General Assembly on behalf of power companies. But since retiring, he's decided to take up another cause, advocating for what he calls the extremes of Virginia.
The areas that I've called the extremes include Southwest Virginia, Southside Virginia, and the Eastern Shore.
Wallmeyer says while those places are geographically remote, they're removed from the rest of the state in other ways, too.
There are areas where joblessness is very high, where health care is very poor, where incomes are about 59% of the average for the rest of the state. There are areas where the poverty rate is 67% higher than the rest of Virginia.
Particularly disturbing, the suicide rate is 19% higher than the rest of Virginia. Opioid death rates are 56% higher. Wallmeyer set out to gather data and information. His audience, Virginia's lawmakers.
Maybe they had been to a music festival in Southside. Maybe they'd been to the pork festival. Maybe they'd been fishing on the Eastern Shore. But they really didn't know these areas and hadn't been there for any great period of time.
In interviewing people in the extremes, he says the idea that lawmakers don't know them resonated.
They don't think that Richmond understands them, understands their problems and their aspirations and their concerns.
Those parts of the state only account for 10% of the overall population. Helping them out, though, isn't just important morally, says Wallmeyer, but also financially. He crunched the numbers, and if you live in a wealthy part of the state, like Northern Virginia, more taxpayer money flows out per person than comes back in.
If you're in Northern Virginia, it's in your financial best interest to do what you can to help the people who live in the extremes area so that they are less dependent upon your tax dollars. It's time for Virginia to recognize that these are systemic, long-term, deep-rooted problems, and that they need long-lasting solutions.
Long-lasting solutions like investing in workforce education through community colleges and making sure state police are funded well enough to tackle the opioid crisis. Wallmeyer doesn't necessarily have all the answers, but he thinks there are people out there who do.
From think tanks, non-governmental organizations, global consulting firms, people who have experience with these types of problems in other places, and have them come in, take a look at Virginia's situation, and propose some of these long-lasting, permanent solutions that we're seeking.
And Wallmeyer will be watching closely this legislative session to see if lawmakers are listening. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.